You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. It's chilly this morning. You can always join us. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. You can call and text directly from the Civic Media app. So go to your app store and download the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show, friend and colleague Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show follows us from noon to 2 p.m. We'll be here at 10:33. He broke some big news last week.
Yes.
He spoke to a former longtime GOP congressman from Wisconsin, Dale Schultz. He used to work for Mr. Schultz. And Dale Schultz announced that he is voting for Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And that kind of made some ripples across the state of Wisconsin, which is good.
He's a Republican stalwart.
Yes,
he's
one of
those pillars of the Republican Party here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk to Todd about having Dale Schultz on his program and that big announcement, among other things. Coming up at 11:06, Stephen Webb from Planned Parent Advocates of Wisconsin will be here. Obviously, women's reproductive rights still very prominent on the ballot. Although some folks would probably just like that issue to go away. Just not talk about it? Well, everything's fine.
That's what they do. They don't talk about it.
Right.
So therefore, it's just like, is this even happening?
Yeah. They also have been scrubbing their own websites for their longstanding, some have been scrubbing their websites about their longstanding support for a complete and total abortion ban. And all of a sudden, whoosh, that's gone. But this remains an issue, and not just for women, but for men. This is a big issue.
We've been talking about this for a while now. This will affect everyone.
Yes, it will. Everyone. And then, of course, we'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the fashion edition.
Ooh.
Yes, I saw this story yesterday, and I definitely realized this shouldn't be a thing. So join us at 11:51 as we wrap up the show. Just a reminder as well, tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin if you want to vote online or by mail. Tomorrow is the deadline. So make a plan, check your registration status, go to myvote.wi.gov. All the information you need is there. If you would still like to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail, tomorrow is the deadline. We have talked about this. I don't know that we've talked about this quite enough, but the constitutional amendment that is going to be on the November 5th ballot, I suggest you vote no. I will be voting no.
Mm-hmm.
They want to change one word from every citizen should be allowed to vote to only citizens should be allowed to vote. It sounds harmless, right? Sounds like that. Of course, only citizens should vote.
Yeah, we've got to protect our votes.
Right. Well, people who are here illegally already cannot vote. That's illegal. They can't do that.
We took care of that one. That was a good law to make.
Yeah.
That was a darn smart.
Yeah. But this could open the doorway for them to narrow the definition of who an only citizen is.
Yeah.
So I will be voting no. If you would like to find out more about it, go to the Wisconsin League, the League of Women Voters Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They have a toolkit there. They also explain why they are against this constitutional amendment. And I firmly believe that we defeated the two that were on the ballot in August because people knew what they were going to do.
Yes. We were having those conversations.
And frequently. And we haven't been having them as frequently. So here is what I'm asking you to do, my friends. Talk to folks and explain what this means.
Yeah.
Share your knowledge. Share what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back out into your house, into your neighborhood. Talk to folks and make sure they understand what this constitutional amendment would do. It's only changing one word. If that's so important, why is it? If it's not important, rather, why why change it? Because they want to open the doorway to making it harder for people they don't like to vote.
And also ask yourself this question, and we're going to keep talking about this aspect as well. If it's so important, why don't we see Republicans absolutely just fawning all over it saying, vote yes,
I
vote
know.
Yes, vote yes.
Where is Popcorn King, Robin Voss?
Where's Brian Schimming? Where's Scott Walker?
Exactly.
Where are all of the people? I mean, I'd ask where Scott Fitzgerald is, but no one's seen that man.
Yeah, nobody sees him anymore. Yeah, where are all the Republican endorsements about what a wonderful thing this would be for Wisconsin voters? It's been crickets.
Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. I mean,
nothing.
It's almost like they run the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Nothing from
haven't
them
haven't said
either.
Anything about this constitutional amendment. You'll remember they were all over supporting the last two constitutional amendments, which then failed.
Mm-hmm.
So I speculate that they just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to bring too much attention to it.
Maybe they know. Maybe they believe that people suspect that their opinions are garbage. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It's a thought. Anyway, I will be voting no on the constitutional amendment. Please talk to folks in your, talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your neighbors. Make sure they understand what this means. Share what you know. Share your knowledge.
Yes.
That would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. All right. I had a really tough time sleeping last night.
Yeah.
And I got up about 1 o'clock because I don't like to use my phone in bed.
Yeah, I get that.
And so I went downstairs to check my computer just to kill a little time. Hope so I wouldn't get sleepy.
I don't use my phone. I use my computer.
My computer. But so anyway, I'm scrolling through Twitter and I thought I was dreaming. I literally thought I was dreaming when I saw footage from Donald Trump's rally last night. In Pennsylvania.
Was it Pennsylvania or South Dakota?
No, it was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, was
there.
Gotcha. But no, this happened in Pennsylvania, which is a very important swing state.
Yes.
Very important swing state. Kellen, let's play this clip from Donald Trump last night in Pennsylvania.
We're going to go. We're going to vote. We're going to have a good time. We're going to make our country get. This is going to be. I want this to be a really important evening. And those two people that went down are patriots, and we love them.
Yes.
And because of them, we ended up with some good music, right? Right? So play YMCA. Go ahead. Let's go. Nice and loud.
Here we go, everybody.
So here's what happened. Apparently, inside this facility, it was very, very warm.
Yep.
And so a couple of people passed out, needed medical attention. They're fine.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Good. We don't want anybody to get hurt. But he was supposed to continue taking questions after things went back to normal, and he didn't. The headline in the Washington Post says Trump sways and bops to music for 39 minutes in a bizarre town hall episode. They played music for almost 40 minutes with Donald Trump standing up on stage, swaying back and forth.
Yep.
Is bizarre, my friends.
It is very worrisome at this point.
I do not think the man is well.
No.
I do not think he's well. And to see all these people around him trying to make like this is normal, you should have seen Kristi Noem.
Oh, she's trying so hard to be like, it's not good.
It really isn't. And we're going to put a link in the show notes. So you can take a look at some of this video of the former president of the United States swaying and bopping, according to the Washington Post. Ave Maria. They played Guns N' Roses, Memory from Cats, and apparently one of Donald Trump's favorites, It's a Man's World. This is from a reporter in The Guardian. Trump swayed slightly, looking into the middle distance as Kristi Noem clutched her hands to her side. If she was wondering what was going on, the audience didn't care. They're all smiles and cheers, waving their MAGA hats in the air. For 40 minutes.
Yeah.
People were starting to leave when these two people passed out, again, because apparently it was very, very warm in there. And he saw them starting to leave, and that's when he went, I don't want to take any more questions. Let's just do music. Let's just have music.
And that's the thing, too, is that like this was supposed to be a town hall. This is supposed to be him answering questions. And he used those individuals as an excuse and people leaving as an excuse and anything just to not have to answer questions because they don't want him talking.
No, I don't think, not really.
I mean.
Not to answer, well, because he doesn't answer questions.
No. No, he has an economics event and he talks about the weather and sharks and batteries and
855-752-4842. Do a Google search.
Yeah.
For Trump swaying and bopping for almost 40 minutes during a town hall last night in Pennsylvania and tell me that you feel confident about handing the nuclear codes over to this man.
For quite a while, GOP and Democrats and the press were having serious doubts and worries about Joe Biden's mental acuity.
Yes.
It was something that no one wanted to talk about, but we were talking about it. And finally, after the debate, we had to have a hard reckoning on it and made a big decision. Now, can they make a big decision now? No, I don't think so. We're 3 weeks away.
Right.
But GOP, Trump supporters, I would love to hear if those conversations are happening behind closed doors, because you cannot tell me that at least the higher-ups aren't having these calls every day saying, what are we going to do?
Did you see that?
I mean, I know that the Heritage Foundation's like, yeah, fine, go ahead and do whatever you want. And then if you go, J.D. Vance is our guy, and we are even closer to getting where we want to be. But for those GOP leaders who are supporting Trump but also not insane, I just want to know.
This should be very worrisome. Calvin?
Well, yeah, I think his team is definitely concerned and worried. I saw a clip. I'm not exactly sure when it was, but he got pulled out of a podcast seemingly in the middle of a question.
I saw that.
Are you serious? Yeah. I didn't even see that.
He said that he's in the middle of this podcast with these two guys, and he's, my people are going crazy over there. My people are going crazy. Apparently, I have to go. Okay, bye. And the host is like, what? That's it? That's it?
Oh, we got to find out more about this. All right.
Stay with us. 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you'd like to find a way to relax after a long day of work, join Pete Schwabba with Nightlight across the Civic Media Radio Network. He starts at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8, all things entertainment, some very, very funny guests. He had Charo on not too long ago. So make sure you check out Nightlight with Pete Schwabba every weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're just joining us, we were talking about Donald Trump appearing at a town hall in Pennsylvania last night that was just beyond bizarre. Washington Post headline says Trump sways and bops to music for 39 minutes in bizarre town hall episode. The New York Times called it an improvisational departure.
It's called bad improv, people. We don't like it.
An improvisational departure? What? That's like an unscheduled disassembly. What does that even mean? They had two people who had a problem with the heat in the facility. They needed medical attention. Rather than go back to taking questions, Mm-hmm. He said, let's play my favorite music. And so they did.
Yeah.
For 40 minutes while he stood up there and did his very awkward dance and swayed and bopped, according to the Washington Post. Now, the people who were there, that's not going to bother them. They're not going to care.
But that's the thing
But they won't. That's just Don. That's our guy. We love him. We love whatever he does. It doesn't matter. We love him.
You can't convince me that of all these rallies, there are a lot of rallies happening, that there isn't one or two people walking away here saying, okay, you can't convince me. That's a lot of rallies.
You think there's at least a couple that
just
are going,
just a couple who are just like,
this seems off.
This isn't good. This isn't right. I'm not saying they're going to go rushing to vote for Kamala. I'm just saying it has to have an effect on someone.
There's another piece that I found in the New York Times from reporter Sean McCreesh when Donald Trump was in, he's addressed the Detroit Economic Club, which most former presidents have done.
Yeah.
They go to Michigan to talk to the Detroit Economic Club. The people that this guy interviewed don't believe the things Donald Trump says. Mario Ficini, a 40-year-old Detroit man who owns a book publishing company, says, I think the media blows stuff out of proportion for sensationalism. Asked if he believes Trump would purge the federal government and fill its ranks with his supporters, the guy sipped his tea and said, I don't. So why would Trump say he wanted to do that? It could just be for publicity, Mr. Ficini says, just riling up the news. Mary Burney, 49-year-old woman from Grosse Pointe. She doesn't believe Donald Trump would really persecute his political opponents, even though he has said repeatedly he will. He would like General Milley to be executed live on television. But she doesn't believe that he would really do that. I don't think that's on his list of things to do. No, no, no. So what do you believe then? If you don't believe those things that come out of Donald Trump's mouth, what are the things that he says that you do believe?
Well, I think that they don't believe him as a way of justifying their support of him. Because if they actually, if a non-Donald Trump walked in the room and said, I want to execute my
political opponents
and withhold aid and throw everyone out who doesn't look like me and reinstate the Alien Act of 1798.
Which we're going to get around to.
Yeah, we'll get around to. You'd be like, that person's crazy. They're insane. I'd never vote for them a heartbeat. But because they've invested so much time and energy and some of them money into Donald Trump, they now have to work for justifications within their own belief systems and say, it's all hyperbole. He wouldn't do that. He's Don.
67-year-old Tom Pierce from Michigan doesn't believe Donald Trump will round up immigrants and carry out the largest mass deportation operation in history. That's pretty much the central theme of Donald Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
Is deport them now.
They have hold signs that say mass deportation now.
Pierce says he may say things and then it gets people all upset, but then he turns around and he says, no, I'm not doing that. It's a negotiation. But people don't understand that. That's the other thing that I find so troubling is Donald Trump supporters have to act as his interpreter.
Yeah.
To explain what he means, because I don't speak Donald.
No.
I don't speak that. So I.
Well, that's, but you might though, because what they are doing is the classic behavior of those who defend an abusive partner, parent, coworker. My dad's not racist. He comes from a different time. He's really nice. He loves everybody. Oh no, no, no. My boyfriend's different when you're not around. He's so sweet
to me.
They are doing this. This is an abusive relationship. He has completely worn them down to the point where no one's right but him. I mean, at that thing in Pennsylvania, huge graphic that said Trump was right about everything.
He said that out loud. I am never wrong.
What do you do in the face of that sort of behavior other than walk away? If you can't walk away, then you have to justify why you're there. And that's why people are saying things like, well, he's not being serious. He wouldn't do that. This is like watching someone in an abusive relationship of some sort justify their partner's or whatever actions. It's we have all spoken Donald at one point in our lives.
Jake from Madison texting in, listening on WXCO. If you're voting for Trump, you're voting for J.D. Vance to be president, period. This is the tech bro scheme.
Yep.
You're not wrong there, Jake. All right, we're going to do an improvisational departure to the news. And when we return, the one and only Todd Alba will be joining us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our friend and colleague join us for the next half hour, Todd Alba. From the Todd Alba Show, noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic, you guys. Always great to be in the fantastic Matt Nair on Air Show. Greg, Kelvin, Jane, beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It's a nice fall day across Wisconsin. I don't know if you had a chance to hear what we were talking about before we went to the break. Did you see the dance party Donald Trump had last night during the town hall in Pennsylvania?
I did. It was a little surreal, a little odd. And yeah, I mean, you felt for those. Apparently, that was in a venue where it got very hot, like you said.
Right.
And one person in particular, I don't know all the details, but I think one of the people actually had like a major health event. I don't know what exactly it was, but it took a while for them to get on a stretcher and get outside. And certainly hope those people are okay.
Of course.
Yeah. And instead of Trump kind of saying, hey, we'll be back after this gets taken care of, and walking off the stage for 20 minutes and coming back, he just stands there and plays this music. You know, if my loved one was having a major health incident, I'm not sure I wanted to hear YMCA while this was going, while they're administering CPR or whatever they were doing.
Right.
So I thought that was odd. And then just to like stay there, like you say, for 39 minutes, it just seems like the guy is not all there. But I also think I've been talking to some people in politics as well. And I think what a lot of this is, Jane and Greg, is this is not about winning anymore. This is for Trump. This is not about gaining more votes or actually winning votes to win the Electoral College. It's to gin people up to try to hold as big a rallies as possible. So in the court of public opinion and right-wing media, he can say how on election night, whether he legitimately wins or does not, at 10 or 11 o'clock, he and J.D. Vance walk out and declare victory. And say we won, we had all these rallies, how could we have possibly lost? We have to stop the vote, go to your local polling place, protest, stop the vote, protect the vote, and throw it into chaos and the courts.
That is what's going to happen, Todd.
Yeah.
No matter what the outcome is of the election 21 days from now, Donald Trump will claim victory without any evidence, without all of the votes being counted. You can bank on it. Bank on it. He is never going to accept that he lost, and hopefully we won't have another January 6th, and hopefully state AGs are ready for they're already filing lawsuits, and the election hasn't even happened yet.
Right. And I think it's important, I'll just speak for myself, you guys can speak for yourselves, but I mean, Is it possible, in my opinion, is it very possible that Donald Trump could legitimately win on November 5th? Yeah,
oh, I sure.
think it is.
Absolutely.
Is it also very possible and legitimate that Kamala Harris could win on November 5th? Yes, it is. But your point, Jane, regardless of what the real outcome is, Trump is going to declare victory.
Even if the outpouring of votes for Kamala Harris is enormous, even if it's an unprecedented amount of support, they will claim it was cheated, it was rigged, they will not accept the results, and they've said it time and time again. J.D. Vance had 5 chances over the weekend to say whether or not they would accept the results or whether Trump lost in 2020, and he couldn't even do that. So just brace ourselves. I think we need to brace ourselves for the fact that, yes, they're going to be screeching, we won, we won, we won.
And a good reminder, right?
Oh, Todd, you muted yourself.
Oh, sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. Good reminder for all of us to go out and vote. At the end of the day, that is what this is about. Register to vote, as our friend and colleague Luke Mathers likes to say. Be a voter, have a plan, vote. Because if you don't vote, it'll be tougher on, forget about everybody else. If you don't vote and the election doesn't go the way that you would like, you're the one who will have guilt and have to live with that, knowing that you did not go vote.
Every vote actually does matter, especially in a state like Wisconsin, where the margins are so slim. We are a 50-50 state. Every single vote absolutely matters. And that's why I thought your guest last week, your former boss and a longtime Wisconsin Republican, Dale Schultz, came out and announced he would be voting for Kamala Harris. Calvin, let's play that clip, please, while Todd is here.
After 50 years in politics, 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
That was a big step for him. That was a big step for Dale Schultz, and I really give him a lot of credit for stepping up and stepping out and saying it publicly, because granted, he's not in office anymore, but that doesn't mean he can't be the target from upset people.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I know this is something Dale's thought about. We still talk occasionally, off the air, and it's something he's thought about for a while. I think, I don't want to speak for him, but I believe that the rally in Ripon with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, along with the vice president, and really it was more so, I think, his longtime and old friend, former Republican Sheriff Steve Michik of Iowa County, which is right to the west of Dane County in southwest Wisconsin, was in one of his old Senate district, a longtime friend who introduced Liz Cheney and said, look, I voted for Trump in 16 and I regret it, largely due to January 6th, because of what happened on January 6th. If you're in law enforcement, if you support law enforcement, the rule of law, what Trump did and did not do on January 6th was disqualifying. So I think a combination of that, and he and his wife took a little trip, Dale's wife and he, and they were on the way home, and they have relatives in Florida who they called to check on during Hurricane Helene, mm-hmm. the following hurricane. And they were telling Dale and his wife on the ground reports of, look, because of these stupid lies and rumors being perpetuated by Trump, people are dying and not receiving help because of these rumors. And I think that was when Dale just said that's enough. I mean, at some point you got to stand up and be counted, and decided to make, his thoughts that he's held, I think, for a while, to make them publicly. And to your point, Jane, I truly believe Wisconsin will be decided between 12 or 15,000 votes. That's how close this race will be. So, I mean, if 500, 1,000 people that used to vote for Dale decide, you know what, if Dale could do this, so could I, could make a real difference.
If you're just joining us, Todd Alba is our guest, our friend and colleague at Civic Media. You can catch Todd's show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 across the Civic Media radio network. Todd, go back to your origin story for people who may not know that you were a Republican for 30 years. What was the straw for you?
The quick version is in 2011, pardon me. I was in a closed Senate Republican caucus meeting. My former boss, Dale Schultz, was there, of course. I was his chief of staff. And They were introducing legislation that was billed as a voter ID bill, quote unquote. But what it really was voter suppression. And former Senator Mary Lozick got up in this closed caucus and said, hey, we ought to think about what this really would mean if we passed this for places like Milwaukee and the college campuses, close quote. Then Senator, now Congressman Glenn, or my boss Dale was the only one that said, hey, maybe we ought to think about what you just said. Then State Senator, now Congressman Glenn Grothman said, well, Dale, if the Democrats were in power, they do the same thing to us. So we better do what we still can. Dale walked out in protest. He told me to stay there to give him a report. And for an hour to 90 minutes, I had to listen to this. And I just said, you know what? I've never been a one-issue person, but I didn't spend 30 years of my life to be a part of something to take people's fundamental constitutional rights away to vote. And so I ended up leaving the party. I stayed with Dale until he retired in 2014. But yeah, that was it. So, I mean, I'm an independent to Dale. Dale makes the point. Maybe the big news is Dale made Heather Cox Richardson's piece today,
ooh,
as a matter of fact. And yeah, big. I think he's more excited about that. And she quotes Dale from last week in Heather Cox Richardson's piece, saying Dale said, quote, I tell people, look, I didn't leave the party. The party left me. This is a critically important race, and Donald Trump should never be allowed in the Oval Office again, unquote. Dale, you know, unlike me, I'm an independent. Dale says, look, I'm not going to give up my Eisenhower and Reagan Republican roots. I'm still believing those fundamentals, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let some yahoos in Trump world tell me what a Republican really is. So, I mean, the fact that he's still says he's a Republican, and also we had J.B. Van Hollen, the former Republican Attorney General for Wisconsin, came on our show last week with the former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and J.B. Van Hollen said Trump lost the election in 2020, Biden won, and joined former Lieutenant Governor Barnes in saying, our elections in Wisconsin are free, safe, and fair. Wisconsinites should vote and be confident in our voting process.
And that leads me to the current constitutional amendment that's going to be on the November 5th ballot. And we have been talking about this quite a bit on our show, Todd. They want to change one word on this constitutional amendment. They want to change from every U.S. citizen should be able to vote to only U.S. citizens should be able to vote. To me, this is a solution in search of a problem. It is already illegal for people who are not here legally to vote. This opens up the doorway for them to narrow the definition of only American citizens can vote.
Yeah, look, I'm no Maggie Dawn nor Matt Flynn, but my non-lawyer brain tells you exactly what you said. A non-citizen cannot vote in a federal or state election in the state of Wisconsin currently. That's just the fact. That's the law. Well, this is a very niche thing where I think there are less than a handful of states, most of them out east, where they have allowed a non-citizen to vote, say, in a school board election.
Right.
Because maybe you've immigrated here and you have a green card. You're a legal resident, but residents are not allowed to vote. You have to be a citizen. So in some cases where somebody is a legal resident and they have a child that's in the school district, i.e. the person with the residency card is paying taxes, the local municipality says, hey, look, you're paying taxes. How about that? No taxation without representation. Maybe you should be allowed to vote in a school board race. I'm not sure whether I am fully on board with that. It doesn't really matter. Because I think it complicates it. Then we get into situations like we are now, where you have mainly MAGA Republicans, Trumpism, taking advantage of this one little niche and trying to tell people, oh no, there are places in this country where non-citizens are voting. Not for state elections, not for federal elections. And you're right, Jane, it's going to be used to divide our state even more. It's simply unnecessary.
And the other thing that sticks out to me, Todd, is how quiet the Republicans have been about their support for this, because they're the ones who put this forward. And yet I have yet to hear Robin Voss come out and endorse, you know, vote yes for this. I've been waiting for the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty to come forward and say what a great thing this is. The Wisconsin Republicans, they've all backed away from talking about it. It's like, shh, let's not talk about it. Let's just, you know, then no one will really know and no one will really pay attention. I am voting no. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is encouraging to vote no. do what you want to do, but make sure you understand. Please make sure you understand what this would do, and then take that knowledge and share it with your friends and family, because we got to get the word out. We have 21 days.
Let me make it official at 10:47 on the 14th of October, 15th of October on the Jay and Matt Nair show. I, along with former First Lady Nancy Reagan, join Jay and Matt Nair in saying, just say no.
Just say
no. Just vote no. Oh,
where is Nancy Reagan? Because I have questions.
I had a seance last week. Jane couldn't sleep last night. I was having a seance. A pale, dark, transparent figure. Nancy Reagan.
Oh, my gosh. There she is.
I got questions for Nancy, and none of them.
Todd Alba is here. We're going to continue our conversation. And, Todd, we have a new, completely real, and totally legitimate super PAC ad that's just been released.
We're going to play my lucky day.
We're going to play that next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A lousy scab, or will you be a man? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Don't care for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. All those poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize. Which side are you on?
Good morning, welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to be joined by our friend and colleague, Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We were talking about your former boss and a longtime Republican lawmaker in Wisconsin, Dale Schultz, announcing last week that he will be voting for Kamala Harris because he does not feel that the current Republican Party has a home for him. And I think that there are a lot of folks like that, Todd. But I also think that there are a lot of folks who feel like that but don't say it out loud.
Mm. No, I think you're absolutely right. And another friend of mine who I won't name on the air and I were talking last night and kind of ticking through a list of people we know are still there. And it's like, is it just transactional? Because some of these people are not intellectually stupid. They know what's going on. Right. And is it just that they want to be somebody instead of do something? Is it that they, you know, it's just weird. And quite frankly, it's sad. And now it's reached a point of dangerous as well. So, yeah, I give Dale a lot of credit. I mean, I think if he were here, he would say, look, I'm just one of many voices. He's a pretty humble guy in that regard. But, I think that, again, he saw people like Steve Michik, former sheriff of Iowa County, and Liz Cheney, and several
Cheney.
Others. Dick Cheney, former state senator from your part of the state, Peggy Rosenzweig, a former Republican as well, all stepping forward. And I think the thought is, look, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, but if all of us, to your point, Jane, if more of us can come forward and you realize, wait, hey, I'm not alone. If that person is doing it, well, then I could do it. It doesn't mean you have to give up everything that you believe in to this point. It just means that for a moment in history, we're creating a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism, not necessarily all the tenets of the of a principled conservative Republican Party.
That tees up nicely our new completely real and totally legitimate attack ad, Todd. That just kind of dropped in my lap last week. And of course, you know, we don't vet anything on this show. We just get it and then we play it. So
sounds like my show. But anyway, go ahead.
You know, we take our journalism seriously.
Right, yeah.
So, Calvin, let's rack up this new ad from this completely real, totally legitimate attack ad.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. Now, my parents taught me to be patient. All things come to those who wait. But for too long now, it seems like some politicians in Wisconsin think their job is to make sure nothing gets done. What the heck is that all about? Take us back to the good old days. You mean back to polio and outhouses? There was nothing good about that, I can tell you. Oh yeah, they talk a good game at election time, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water, closing hospitals and childcare, where are they when it comes to actually fixing it? They gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. It makes me so gosh darn mad. So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband, or my sister, or my garden club, or my Facebook friends, or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting. But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super PAC.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us. A completely real, totally legitimate new super
well
PAC.
Well done.
Let's knit crazy.
Well done.
Let's knit crazy.
Let's knit crazy.
Yeah, super PAC. And I think that there are a lot of folks like Betty.
I feel like that's Jean Leclerc's sister or something over there, Rhinelander.
Yep.
I think that could
yes.
be it. I think it's fantastic.
Don't get Betty mad.
Right? Right? And you know, I think you're absolutely right, Jane. I heard about this from my sister, and now I hear from other women that it's a real thing, that women are taking Post-it notes, like 3M yellow Post-it notes, into the restroom and a pen or whatever, and writing a note and saying, your husband doesn't know who you vote for in the voting booth, and putting it on the stall door. And it's a thing. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that is something that all of us can do. Women talking to men in their lives. Men talking to each other. I mean, if you have a woman in your life that you care about in any way, shape, or form, this is election is consequential. So I think you're right, Jane. I think there are a lot of people that are like quietly going to vote for Harris.
No one knows how you vote. Yeah. No one knows who you vote for, who you fill the circle out for. There is a register of you voting, but not how you vote. No one gets to know that. And I did want to share this real quickly. Michaela from West Bend texted this in earlier this morning. You know, we're all getting hundreds of mailers now from different voting groups. This mailer says, your neighbors are watching you. Have you voted yet? With a woman with binoculars and Trump Vance underneath it.
Say that
I
again.
I always knew that Mrs. Kravitz was a Trump fan.
I'm telling you, there is a woman with binoculars on this flyer. Your neighbors are watching. Have you voted yet? It does say who you vote for is secret. Whether or not you vote is public record. So just remember that, folks. When you go into the ballot, when you go cast your ballot, no one knows how you vote. You don't have to tell anybody.
Nope.
I was just going to say this,
your choice.
To what you were saying, Todd, too, is like you can talk to men and say, like, your dad won't find out who you voted for.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, too.
Sure.
Huge thing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Todd Alba, he has a wonderful, wonderful show. Check it out right after us from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Todd.
No, wait a minute. Am I required to come down and help move? Is that part of the thing? Do I have to bring a U-Haul?
What are you talking about?
You didn't get the memo yet?
What are you talking about?
We'll have to talk later.
Thanks,
News
guys.
Is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.